I'm Theodore Henry with the JIS Evening News for Friday, January 27. Coming up, government to become more responsive to investors, tertiary graduates to assist in clearing case backlog at CDA and OCR, and local institution in partnership to establish law school in Guyana. The news in detail after this message.
All attorneys to whom court cases are assigned are in private practice and are committed to represent all clients vigorously and fearlessly. A message from the Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government is focused on implementing measures to preserve Jamaica's comparative advantages within the global marketplace. Citing a recent expression of interest from Israel-based shipping firm Zim to expand its operations in Jamaica due to the island's central location, the Prime Minister noted that the company is apprehensive about moving forward due to concerns regarding the taxation and customs systems. In this regard, the Prime Minister says government will be working to create a responsive and enabling framework for investors.
We tend to believe that the opportunities that we have, that the natural advantages will remain with us forever. But these windows are rapidly closing, narrowing, if not some of them probably are shutting on us.
The Prime Minister was addressing the recent opening ceremony for the 12th Jamaica Stock Exchange JSE Regional Investments and Capital Markets Conference. The University College of the Caribbean, UCC, has signed a public-private partnership with the government of Guyana to establish a new law school in Georgetown. To be called the J.O.F. Haynes Law School of the Americas, JHLSA, the institution will result from an agreement among the UCC, Guyana, and the Law Colleges of Americas, and will allow the two entities to offer the program in Kingston. Education Minister Senator Reed says the new law school will broaden opportunities for students to practice international law in Jamaica.
This notion, as we have said, about too many lawyers. One, we can create service industries, legal services that we provide here in Jamaica. We're talking about establishing international financial services in Jamaica, international trust companies, the BPM, the LPO. So even right in Jamaica, all the legal minds that are available, legal professionals, could find jobs because we are here in Jamaica, but our clients are international clients. This is where we want to see Jamaica.
Graduates with a Bachelor of Law, LLB degree, will benefit from priority admission to the initial two-year program to begin September 2017. The National Youth Service, NYS, has assigned 17 tertiary graduates to the Office of the Children's Registry and the Child Development Agency, CDA, to assist in clearing the backlog of reports. The graduates who are participants in the NYS Graduate Work Experience Program, GWEP, started work at the agencies on January 23. State Minister in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, says this is one of several measures by the ministry to streamline and strengthen the child protection sector. Minister Green was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The graduates, 7 of whom are at the OCR and 10 at the CDA, have been assigned to the agencies on 6-month internships. And the Jamaica Information Service, JIS, has joined the media fraternity in expressing regret at the passing of former executive director of the agency, Winifred Risden Hunter. Mrs. Risden Hunter, also called Winnie, served the JIS from 1984 to 1989. She died on January 24 at the age of 86 after a brief illness. The former JIS executive director had a long and distinguished career in communications, serving as director at the Jamaica Broadcasting Corporation, member of the Editorial Advisory Committee at the Jamaica Observer, and at Breakfast Club at the then KLAS Radio. She was also director of public relations, Jamaica Tourist Board, from 1973 to 1977. Mrs. Risden Hunter served as press secretary to former Prime Minister Edward Siaga from 1982 to 1984. In recognition of her service, she was awarded Commander of the Order of Distinction in 1988. That was the JIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.